I believe that the internet called her the queen of advertisements. Back in 2000, before she released any song, you know, you can see her in every advertisement across Indonesia, on internet, in the radio, or even on television as well. You can always find Wheezy everywhere. And Wheezy just gave us her song titled Hujan or Rain. And apparently across Jakarta, the greater Jakarta and across Indonesia, it's been raining quite hard at so many places. And I wish that if you are traveling across Jakarta, I'd like to wish that you will have a safe commuting time, because some people are not surviving that, because it is, the traffic is quite hellish, and also some places are flooded just quite recently. But now we are not going to talk about that, although I'd like to know the impression about Indonesia. We have that from an intern from Australia, and joining with us in the studio is an intern from Australia at the Voice of Indonesia. Her short name, nickname is Roa. Hi, Roa.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, sorry, I haven't put the mic on. Would you please try again?
Hi, how are you?
Okay, hi, I'm fine. And probably a very short, in not short, I mean, an adequate introduction, please, for our listener.
So, my name is Roa Ahmed. I'm from Australia, originally from Egypt. I am an intern at the Voice of Indonesia. I've been here for about about 3 weeks. But in Indonesia, I've been here since last year, like December last year. And I study media and communication and psychology at the University of Sydney.
Nice. And I'd like just to make a affirmation. Can you hear my voice?
Yeah, I can hear.
during the test, I cannot hear my own voice. So I'd like to know. You said that it is your first time, December 31st. 2024, setting foot in Indonesia.
Yeah.
Okay, so before that, I'd like to hear a story about that before you come to Indonesia. What have you heard about our country?
So, to be honest, I didn't know what to expect coming to Indonesia. So, obviously, what we do is we go and look it up on TikTok. This is basically what Gen Z do, is basically like just look up any country or any place that you go into on TikTok. So that's what I did, and I found like it looks pretty good, like the malls here, everything. Like I already planned where I want to go before I come here, and like we are recommended to look about like countries that we travel to for study on like something called Smart Traveler.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a government like website that we put the name of the country that we're going to, and it tells us what we need to be cautious of. And when I put Indonesia in, it told me to be on a high risk. It's going to be on a high risk going there in, like, some areas, but it didn't tell me specifically what areas going to be. Like, it told me just, like, I need to practice high caution when I go there.
Mm.
And I didn't really understand what that means. So, it says as well that do not drink from any place. Well, and I'm like, okay, that's good to know. No drinking at all. But yeah, that was it basically. But then when I came here, I feel like it's one of the best places I've went to be honest. I've traveled to.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I love being here. It's so nice. The people are so kind and respectful,
mm-hmm.
which is really good.
Nice.
The food as well is amazing.
Okay, we'll talk about that. So you went to the exchange program, right?
Yeah.
At Aegis.
Yeah.
So you were the people from Aegis, did they pick you up at when you set foot in Jakarta, or you go to the...
No, I came before the program starts.
Oh, before
starts.
The program.
Yeah, I mm-hmm. came before like 2 days before the mm-hmm. program starts. So I landed here 2 days before, and I just made my way to the hotel that I stayed at.
How did you do it?
So I booked earlier before I came. So
yeah.
I booked like a car from booking.com to take me from the hotel, from the airport to the hotel that I'm staying at. So it wasn't really a problem.
So you landed in Soekarno-Hatta?
Yes.
What time?
I landed at 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Is it weekday or weekend? Let me check the calendar.
What day? I think it was a weekday.
31st of December.
I think that was like Wednesday or something?
It's the Tuesday. It's basically weekday, but I believe we are still having a holiday because it's the end of the year. And how was the traffic at that time?
It was actually not bad. It was like 7 hours traveling from Sydney to here.
Yeah.
So it was kind of annoying to be 7 hours, but then before I came to Indonesia, I went to China, so it was away like a lot longer. So I appreciated the 7 hours.
You appreciate the 7 hours.
Yes, and like I went on Qantas, and Qantas kept feeding us like food every single minute. Like that was so good. But yeah, I was excited to come and see Indonesia for the first time.
Okay, and then 2 days later, you go with the student. You met the students or only the lecturers?
You know, I met the students at my hotel because a lot of them were staying at my hotel that I stayed at. So we just met. I met a couple of people as well in Sydney Airport before I came.
Ah, I see.
So yeah, I met around 6 students.
But did you join their classes with Indonesian students?
Oh, no, no, no.
You don't?
No. We had our own classes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how do you feel the... What do you think about our learning process? I mean, you had a class with a lot of people for the exchange program.
Yeah.
And then you have the lecturers maybe?
Yeah, I had like Indonesian lectures. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like they're pretty knowledgeable about like, especially because I got lectured on media and communication or journalism specifically. And I feel like they're quite knowledgeable in what they say. That was, yeah.
So it's not really different from your place?
No.
It's really not different.
Yeah, I feel like because like they talked specifically about Indonesian media landscape, so that was like they were talking from experience.
Okay, so I'd like to know from the place you stayed to the campus itself, how far is it?
From the place I stayed, it wasn't that far because I stayed at Ayaka Suites.
And you were walking or?
No, I was taking a Grab. Yeah.
Yeah, they do. If you come to Southeast Asia, you have to make sure that you know the application you need to use. We have a lot of choices here.
Yes, so true.
Yes. So, but by saying, let's not mention the trademark or the brand.
Okay.
Let's not mention the brand, but I would like to know, did you take the car or the bike?
No,
the motorbike?
I took a car.
A car.
Yeah.
Haven't tried the... We call it OJEC, motorcycle taxi.
No, I haven't tried that yet.
It is pretty understandable because I believe since the end of December we have a very bad weather.
Yeah.
And of course taking motorcycle taxi is not a very smart decision.
Yeah.
But apparently she decides to go to Bandung recently, and I'd like to have a story about it. But before that, why don't we just listen to this one song first? We have it kicked off with Mengudara or Bingonea.
Doa.
I'm back still on the interview. Not interview, I think. We're still having a nice chit-chat with the intern from Australia, Roa. We have been talking about her first days in Jakarta. Yeah, in Jakarta. And before we talk about Bandung itself, you went to the Voice of Indonesia for several weeks, right? For
yeah.
for the our program. So, yeah. Well, I think this will be a session quite different from what we have on TikTok. On TikTok, they said, how do we call it? What is it, the trend that we something we don't judge?
We listen and we don't judge.
Okay, we listen, we don't judge. But in here, let's listen and let's
judge
just a little bit about it. So finally, you mingle with Indonesians here,
yeah.
Right? In our studio, not studio, in our office. They have a very different backgrounds, from financial backgrounds and also ethnic and religious backgrounds. So your judgment?
I wouldn't say it's a judgment. I just didn't expect the office to be that relaxed. It's so relaxed. Snacks everywhere. Everyone is taking their shoes off. It's just so amazing. I love taking my shoes off too. So seeing everyone's slippers, that's like, wow.
Yeah.
I just didn't expect that.
You didn't expect that our office is so relaxed?
No.
Yeah, you can only expect that relaxness on this floor, because upstairs, oh my god.
Really?
It's like...
Did I just expose you guys?
Yeah, not really. Everybody knows that. Everybody from the RRI branches across Indonesia, they know that it is the best place to be working on. But at other place, I will not mention the name of the floor. Oh my god, it is a war room.
Oh.
Yeah. So you're quite lucky coming here, right? So, but I would like to know, you said you have some experiences in the radio before.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about it? What's so different between ours and the ones that you had?
So I had two experiences at other radio stations. One of them was when I was in year 10. Like, we have the Australian system, like education system, when you are in year 10, you're kind of required, or like if you would like to have 2 weeks of experience of any work field you want to go into. So I decided to do radio, and I went to a radio station called the Voice of Islam. So that's like a local radio station that's nearby my house, but I wanted to go and experience what is radio like, kind of. And when I went there, it's quite different to here. It's a lot smaller, obviously. And, it's kind of the same system, but, like, there I experienced how they put everything in order, kind of, and how they did the production, what programs they have, and it's 24 hours. It's not, like, maybe 6 hours English or any other language. It's just one language, and it's, like, 24 hours running from 6 to 6 and then from 6 to the other 6. So, yeah, this is my first experience of radio. But then the other radio was, like, at Redfern Station, Redfern Radio Station, where it basically what they did is that they only had 2 hours of broadcasting from 6 to 8. And before that, they pre-record everything. So it's not, like, live, it's pre-recorded. And they, like, they do their interviews and stuff like that, and then record it, edit it, and then just broadcast it immediately.
Okay, the last part is quite similar to ours. The ones in the short wave, so from 6 p.m. until the next 6 a.m., we have the pre-recorded ones. And for another 2 hours, we have this live station. So there are differences, and also there are similarities.
Right, yeah.
So, and you have also some assignments here.
Yes, I do. I haven't done some of them.
Yeah, and apparently, listener, if I can be honest, I was surprisingly appointed as one of the mentors.
Yeah?
Yeah, for you, but I don't believe that I have been mentoring you at all about everything.
You are.
Yeah, so you already have some assignments.
Yeah.
Is it a fun one?
I think some of them are. Yes.
Some of them are.
Yes, we listen and we judge,
are
we? Some of them are pretty much, interesting. But yeah, like, I've enjoyed my time here learning from different, like, places of, like, Voice of Indonesia, seeing, like, how, Voice of Indonesia does the broadcasting, and how is it different or similar to the ones that I've experienced in Sydney or like in Australia? I feel like it's very insightful to look at how media works in different countries.
Yes, of course, and even not only in different countries, different studios.
Yeah,
they have different way to work. Like I went to Sputnik, I went to Voice of Vietnam. They have so many different stuff. Probably you gotta, if they have also open an opportunity, I think you should take them.
Yeah,
to go to those places. So I remember that my colleague Nuka gave you a assignment to make a vlog, and you decided to go to some places, and there's one place that I didn't. I'm surprised that you include that in that vlog, which is a mini market.
Yes.
In the back of our office.
Yeah.
And let's not call the brand. And I ask you, you went to Monas, the national monument,
yes,
right, of Indonesia. This is
yeah,
the pride of Indonesia from across the country. But why is the mini market your favorite?
Because it has everything. It literally has everything. We don't have that much of varieties when it comes to chips. Or maybe we do, I don't know. But when I came here, the flavors are something else. Like, there's so many chips, so many chocolate, like, so many noodles. Like, what's that? Like, I've never experienced something like this. Like, we've got, like, similar mini markets. Actually, not mini. They're, like, big markets. But, like, the mini one across the country, it just amazes me. And how they have, like, coffee in there and, like, literally everything. You need something, you go to the mini market and you get it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
nice. And if I can add, actually, the competition, it is quite funny. Two brands are competing. If one is open, the other one will be opening next to it.
Yes. I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And people said that they have a more harmonious relationship instead of normal human being.
Oh, that's good to hear.
and of course you have been having lunches in Indonesia, right?
Yeah.
Right? We haven't been talking about the ones that you find in Bandung. Let's talk about the ones that you find in Jakarta.
Mm.
So, what foods that you have eaten?
I've eaten lots of, obviously, nasi goreng. That's something that I've been eating a lot recently.
Oh, the carbs.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And I've been eating gado gado.
Okay.
It's one of the nicest dishes I've ever had, to be honest. I like it. I love it.
Really?
Yeah. And I love this, how you use spicy and everything. Like, that's amazing. I love spicy food. So for me, Indonesia is heaven.
And listener, when doing this interview, actually last night I had a spicy fried rice, spicy nasi goreng.
Wow.
And I believe the impact. I'm still trying to hold up myself from that spiciness. But Roa apparently likes that.
Yes, I do.
Oh my god, really?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have any upset stomach or something?
No, I think I'm good for now.
Good for now.
For now. Let's hope it stays like that.
Okay. And you said the fried rice is nasi goreng. Is one of
goreng, yeah.
Nasi goreng, gado-gado are your favorites. But from all the foods, let's put the judgment here. Which one is the one that you cannot swallow?
Oh, I can't swallow the fish skin. Nor the chicken skin. I don't know. It's just so weird to me.
Yeah.
Like fried chicken skin?
Yes.
That was a bit, yeah. I'm like, no for me.
It is like an equivalent of chips in Indonesia.
Yeah, this is what I've realized. Like everything I've ordered kind of had either fish skin or chicken skin. And I'm like, I didn't ask for this. But like, no judgment for people who eat it. That's totally fine.
It's fine, and apparently chicken skin is it's so fatty,
yeah,
unhealthy.
Mm.
But fish skin, what? Why? It's healthy, you know. A lot of
I don't know. I just don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I listen. I don't judge, but Roa can judge. She fine.
No, okay. I'm not judging.
Not judging, yeah. Okay, so last year, by the end of the year, I went to Banyuwangi, Central Java.
Okay.
No. Not Banyuwangi. Banyumas. I'm sorry for that mistake. Yeah. Banyumas, okay. Central Java. And apparently, it is also a center for specific fruit that is difficult for everybody to accept. Yes.
Oh yeah.
So
no, not for me either.
So have you encountered a durian?
I did, but I didn't eat it. I didn't try.
Okay.
I tried it once before I came. So I tried it in China, like, I don't know, 6 years ago or something. And just the smell drew me off. And when I came here and I found that, like, Jakarta is, like, a big durian or something, I don't like the smell. That's why I don't eat it. I feel like it's the smell that...
Okay, if you can please describe to us, what is the smell?
Oh my god, no.
I mean, just compare it with something. Because we would like to know the perspective of other people. Because Indonesian who likes it says, well, it's not smelly, it's a fragrance, just like perfume.
Oh, no, sorry, no, it's not a perfume at all. It stinks like shoes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so it stinks like shoes.
Yeah, like stinky shoes, yeah.
Okay, maybe if one day finally you can get the immunity against that smell.
Yeah.
Tell me when you finally try it, okay? Because I saw on the media, on social media, some people are trying durian, and when I was looking at the fruit they're eating, I mean they have braved themselves against the smell.
Oh.
And then they eat it and they said the taste is so weird. And when I was like, I look at it, the fruit is not a good one.
That's
quite sad. I believe you need to go to one time, finally you have the gut to eat it and want to travel. I can recommend you to go to Banyumas. In there, people from Australia, from America, from Russia, from so many places came to there, came to that place to find one of the best durian.
Oh, maybe I should go, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. If you... you have the gut for it. Come on, I will not be forcing everyone to eat anything, because in this office, believe it or not, there is a person here, a very kind person to us, but if we call, if we mention the word durian, he will be vomiting.
Oh.
Imagine Indonesian don't like durian, oh my god.
It's okay.
It happens. Okay, then. So, from Durian listener, we will ask Roa, because on last weekend, she... Not last weekend, several weekends? 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, you went to Bandung. Well,
yes.
Full story after this one song about breakup. We have Randy Pandugo with I Don't Care.
I don't need to stay when you're away. I don't need to stay when you walked away. I don't need to move when you're in my way. I don't need to see what we are today. I don't want to stay out late just to hold you. What we used to do. Oh, I don't care. I don't even know why we're trying. I don't even care just to ask. Cause baby, don't you know that we're dying. I'm sad. Everything. I don't need to be your sweetest thing. Baby, we were lost when it's on my head. Baby, I just don't wanna understand. I don't wanna stay out late just to hold you. I don't wanna do what we used to do. I don't care. I don't even know why we're trying. I don't even care.
So still in the we listen and we judge with Steve and also Ro. As Ro, maybe you would like to say hello to our listener.
Hi.
Okay, so recently you went to Bandung.
Yes.
Why Bandung?
It's a good question. I was going to Bali first, like that was the first plan, but then it just didn't work out, so I had to find another plan that works for a day trip. And then when I asked my Indonesian friends, they told me to, I wanted to try the train, the fast train, the whoosh. And I'm like, how can I, like, I want to try the train, I want to see the train ride and stuff like that. And they were like, you either go Bogor with train, or you either go Bandung. So I've been already to Bogor before. I'm like, let's go Bandung then. And I booked my whoosh, and it was amazing how, like, instead of 2 hours ride or like 2 hours and something ride, you'll take it in 30 minutes. That was kind of amazing. And yeah, the scenes from the train was so good, and like I just enjoyed my trip there. And I decided to this time to plan my trip to Bandung before I go. So I went to with a friend and we planned out what we want to do over there. But then I apparently when we, because the driver that took us from the train station, he was like, I want to take you around if you would like a guide, like a tour guide. I'm like, yeah, for sure. And then he told us to write the list of the places that we want to go to. So we did write the list, and then we gave it to him, and he was like, whoa, 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 you can't do this with the time that you have in here. You at least have to be here for 2 to 3 days. And I'm like, why? Like, we went at 9 something. So we went early in the morning. But then apparently the traffic there is terrible, and we understood it by taking 2 hours ride to the Orchid Forest. That was like a 2 hour ride for us in the car. So instead of making it to Bandung first in 30 minutes, we made it in 2 hours to the Orchid Forest.
Orchid Forest?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Ah.
It's in Limbang, I think so.
It's an, oh my god, the train station is in the south, and you go to the north.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That is why the driver was complaining.
Yeah.
So I bet that you went there on the weekend.
Yeah, no, I did go on Tuesday.
Tuesday?
On weekend, I used it for shopping. I'm sorry, I went shopping Saturday, Sunday, and I spent all my money, I think so.
Okay, so the first spot is the Orchid Forest in Cikole.
Yeah.
What did you find?
We found everything in there. Every single thing that you could think of.
Mm-hmm.
Flying fox. Everything is in this forest. I don't know how they packed everything and just put it in one forest. We found animals in there. We found like literally everything we wanted to go to. Like we were planning to go to the farmhouse to have the experience of like some animals, but we already found it on the forest, like in the forest.
Yep.
That was amazing. And when we went to Giesgarang, I think so it's called that. Giesgarang, it's like a place where it has like a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and then around it all flowers, like different types of flowers. And we went and we saw the flowers and it was just so pretty over there.
Okay, and it is not the only place that you visit?
No, we went to the floating market as well. The floating market or something else?
Yeah.
It's like as if going to Alice Wonderland. Like Alice in Wonderland? I don't know, I feel like that. Like
okay.
Some sort of Disneyland in front of me.
Okay, so in from the Orchid Forest. Really, really up there.
Yeah.
As yeah. we know, in this session, once again, we listen and we judge. So a little bit judgment for you in here. Finally, from Chicole, you're not really far from the volcano, by the way. If you go up a little bit, oh my god, you're just a little bit more, you can go to the volcano.
Yeah,
it is a must
god, I missed
see.
It.
Yeah, you missed that. And apparently, it is not located in Bandung anymore. It's been in Subang.
Oh.
Yeah, and then from Orchid Forest, you go to the floating market. Still in Lembang, right?
Yeah, I think we're doing it out of Lembang.
Okay. Oh, you're only...
I think so, because, like, he told us about the nearest places, like, and how these places were close to each other,
mm-hmm.
and that was, like, all over Google Translate. So we tried to speak Indonesian, but I don't think the 2 weeks of learning Indonesian has put me, like, into that level of telling him, of asking him everything, so I just used Google Translate. And he would use Google Translate too to translate for us. I don't know how they drive and use the phone. That's something that amazes me. Like, they would be typing and driving in the right direction. If I did that day, like, if I just look aside, I go off the road. I don't know how they do it.
It takes a lot of practice.
Yeah, probably it does.
And apparently it is illegal to do that.
Of course.
Yeah, even you know, I believe that the driver is putting his phone here like this.
Yeah.
For the Google Map.
Yeah.
It is illegal.
Yeah. Damn, is it?
Yeah, because we will be distracted with the phone.
Yeah, but like, how is it illegal, but then everyone does it?
Well.
No fines?
Apparently, maybe some people will put down their phone if there's police. Something like that. So thank God you're coming here back. Safe and sound?
Yeah, thank God.
Some people are distracted by the phones, but so only we have the, how do we call it? Orchid Forest, Chicole.
Yeah.
And then in the floating market, do they still implement the coin system or not?
No.
Not anymore?
No.
Oh, we used to have the coin system, so you go there, exchange some kind of amount of money with the coins to buy food.
Damn,
And what did you find in the floating market?
We found little markets, like, of souvenirs. But they were pretty expensive. Like, I don't understand why. And, like, I found market of, like, natural body care, like, products and stuff like that. That was kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
That basically, we had, like, we had chips, like, fried chips. French fries, as you say, we say chips in Australia.
Yeah.
And what happened is that I ordered the spicy mayo one, okay? And then they have like a drench of spicy mayo, but then they had the fish skin as well. I'm like, why? Well, I didn't ask for the fish skin to be on top of my fries.
So the fish skin is... The story of the fish skin is from the floating market.
Yes.
Oh my god, it is not... They didn't tell you on the menu.
No.
My god.
I thought it's some sort of crackers or something.
Yeah, I'm also surprised. Since when do we use fish skin for that?
Right. Never seen it.
Yeah, people usually use the nori. We call it nori, the seaweeds.
Seaweeds.
Yeah. Oh. Seaweed flakes.
Oh.
Nori.
Yeah, but it wasn't seaweed. It was fish.
It was fish.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And it smelled like fish. Very. Obviously, it smelled like fish, but it was very obvious.
Maybe they want to add some nutrition on their chips.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's have a positive judgment for this.
I don't judge it, so it's just I don't like it.
So, the Orchid Forest in Chicole, in Lembang. Floating market also in Lembang. What's next?
We went to Giesgarang.
Giesgarang.
Yeah.
So only three places.
I think we went tomorrow. I just can't remember the names. Should I pull up my phone and look at it?
Yeah, but the places are in Lembang.
Yeah, mostly, yeah.
Mostly in Lembang.
Yeah.
And what is your whole judgment about the Lembang itself? Well, let's be specific. It is not Bandung City. It is in Lembang.
Yeah.
It's a different place.
But oh, is it?
Your judgment. It is a different place.
Yeah, it's an hour between them, I think, so between Bandung City and Lembang.
Yeah.
Lembang. But why is that?
Because it has been like that a long time ago. So the train station.
Yeah.
Let me break it up to you. And how do we call it? The station of Wush that is supposed to be in Bandung, it is not in Bandung.
Yeah.
It is still far from the Bandung city.
Mhm. That's true.
Yeah, but did you take another train to go to Bandung city? No.
No.
You take off in
a car after.
And
so I took off
in Padalarang.
Yes. Padalarang. Sorry.
So basically you have never been in Bandung.
Really? No, don't make me sound like that. No, it's so frustrating.
No, it's
keep
okay.
telling people I've been to Bandung and you just tell me that I haven't.
Yeah. I mean near Padalarang there is the place called Cimahi.
Mm-hmm.
And the people from Cimahi, when they introduce themselves to people, "Hi, I am from Bandung." But when they find out they are from Cimahi, they will be quite, they will get a little bit of discrimination. Come on guys, don't admit that you're coming from Bandung. You're from Cimahi.
But then the train station says that you're going to Bandung. You put like Jakarta to Bandung and it comes out this way.
But do you know that there is a shuttle train? Again, another shuttle train, right?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Yeah, why do you don't take that shuttle train?
I don't know, because I just wanted to look at the forest, and I saw the amount of time between the actual Bandung city to the forest,
it's quite far. Yeah. So you are going for the natural stuff, right?
Yeah.
It is very nice. It is very nice. Yeah, very nice choice. With a little bit of judgment?
No, I have no judgment except for the fish skin.
No, it's my judgment you.
Okay,
so after from those places, you go back to the Wush to Padalarang again.
Yeah, to Halim, yeah.
To Halim, yeah. Okay, so is it a fine place for you to visit? Your final judgment for Lembang?
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very natural.
Except the fish skin. Your voice getting a little bit lower.
Except the fish skin.
Maybe next time we will get the time, try to go to Bandung City. Never on the weekend, please.
Okay.
Never on the weekend. Repeat after me.
Never on the weekend. Okay. Noted down.
Yeah, you got to go to Bandung during weekdays. You got the traffic. Oh my god.
Yeah, they say that. They keep telling us about the traffic.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen it kind of, but like Lembang, I don't think it's like Bandung City anymore after listening to you. So.
Yeah. People in Bandung, they are quite proud of them. Not proud of them being arrogant. They love their place.
Aww.
They know their place. You know, in Indonesia, only two places where you can study and you have a special story. In Bandung and in Yogyakarta. Not even in Jakarta you can have a very special story. Trust me. But you didn't went to Bandung. You went to Lembang.
Okay.
So next time, maybe you want to go to Bandung and try a lot of... It is more about historical place.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe next time you can go to Saung Angklung Ujo.
Okay.
You can play Angklung together with the people.
Wow.
Why are we consulting about tourism right now?
Yeah, I need some guidance.
Yeah. Apparently your mentor Nuka lives in Bandung.
Damn, yeah, she does.
You should have asked. Because I hear that you want to go to Yogyakarta. We are quite blind about Jogja. Maybe we misheard. If we know that you're going to Bandung, we can give you...
Yeah. No, actually, because the first plan was Bali anyways.
Bali, area. Okay.
Yeah.
So, it is quite... I'm quite happy that you didn't go to Bali recently, because the weather is so bad. It can be quite scary for flights. We can hear so many incidents across the globe. So, I think that you went to Bandung.
Yeah.
To Lembang. Try the wish and everything. So, for your first trip to Indonesia, for the whole thing, imagine we have ended everything. You handed the internship, you ended the whole experience programs. What is your judgment right now about Indonesia?
What is my judgment? Okay.
can we call it observation, not a judgment?
I'm just trying to use a trending word right
now. Oh, okay.
Well, then let's say, let's agree with that. Your observation.
Okay. So I would say my first, I said, and I would say again, honestly, the people are the kindest and the most respectful that I've, like, the most respectful people I've ever met. And the food is nice. I haven't tried street food, to be honest. I'm quite scared to do so. That's why maybe I don't have, like, Bali belly. But, like, the food is good. And I would say just the traffic.
Oh, the traffic,
yeah.
Yeah, okay, I got some ideas about
like
street food.
Like 3 hours to go back home, that's a lot.
That is a lot, yeah.
I don't know how people do it in the morning and then another one in the evening. Like when we heard about the traffic hours, when the teachers were spoken to us about traffic hours, they were like from 6 to 10.
Mm.
That's like 4 hours traffic. Traffic is like hour and a half, 3 hours max. What's 4 hours of traffic? Like, that's sick, yeah.
Yeah, we can say that we are quite patient.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt that even with the drivers, like they don't get angry. Even if they people, like they use the horn, they don't get angry though. Like they're very calm about it.
Yeah.
And like motorcycles, like just passes by and like they're fine with it. They just like warn each other. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's Jakarta for you.
Actually, there's something that I wanna share, a little story, I can't remember exactly where I was, but like I was in Jakarta and then I took a Bluebird, and then the Bluebird taxi, like the driver, he was using his phone, so he hit the car in front of him, but then he didn't move. That was fine. Like, no one moved. The other car, the driver and the other car didn't even come out or say anything. Nothing happened. As if they, like, nothing happened. Even though he crashed into the car. But then they continued driving. It was pretty traffic. Like, there's so much traffic in there. And then he was using his phone again and he hit the same car another time. And the driver did not move. The car in the driver and the car in front of us did not move. I love that. Like, I wish if I hit someone, like, they don't come off at me. Like, that was just like, wow.
Imagine the whole world is like that. Maybe we'll not have any wars.
Yeah, honestly. He was so calm about it. Never came out screaming, pull up your car, just stay on the side. Nothing of that. I respect that.
Thank you. We have spilled a lot of observations.
Yes.
Let's stop using the word judgment. A nice observation by Roa, and I wish that your first visit to Indonesia is a pleasant one.
Thank you for having me today.
And next time, let's go to Bali.
Yes, of course, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Roa, for your insights. Okay, listener, that is not short. I believe we have been talking a lot.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we have been talking a lot. And this is a song for everybody, including for Roa. It is by Diva Barus, featuring Nadine, with a song entitled All Good. Enjoy.
All good, thanks.
So right now we will listen to a story about Ndambu Kiman people in Merauke, Papua.
Kima tribe that inhabits Kimam Island, or usually called Yosudarso Island in Merauke Regency, has various kinds of culture, such as 8 regional languages and culture of hard work to survive, called Ndambu, which is born as a reconciliation of problems between families and even kampung. Ndambu Festival becomes the annual agenda of Merauke Regency to hold the festival. Ndambu culture for Kiman people is reconciliation of dissenting opinions, which causes conflict that shouldn't be solved violently. This conflict is solved in a competition of agriculture and plantation products cultivated in a certain time, which is set by those who are in conflict. One of Kiman people, Dominicus Ulukyanan, says that Ndambu has double meaning because besides solving disputes, it also motivates people to work in order to meet the needs of food without depending on other parties. In this developed era, Ndambu is considered relevant to encourage development like what people in Kampung Thor, Kladar and Sabon do. We compete not only in agriculture and plantation products, but also in developing religious activities and other sectors like education.
Sebenarnya Ndambu ini adalah budaya dasar yang sebenarnya membentuk karakter orang-orang
Kimam. Actually, Ndambu is the real basic culture that shapes the characters of Kiman people. In a developing era, in this modern era, Ndambu can be changed in various aspects like education. Like yesterday, in Thor Kladar, they fight against Sabon. Thor with Kladar has built church, while Sabon hasn't built church. Finally, they Sabun with you, even have not finished building house of God. Then Sabun promises to finish building a church. The real problem found in Ndambu make him cover his weakness.
Merauke region Romanus Mambaraka stated, Ndambu culture, which has the value of hard work, is in line with the spirit of ayo kerja or let's work, which is unveiled by the government. Moreover, efforts to keep food security has been done by Kimam people through Ndambu, besides as an effort to solve disputes. Regent Romanus Mbaraka admitted that the regional government still becomes format in Ndambu Festival, but the main meaning of Ndambu has been applied during the event by seeking the traditional ritual in the area.
Ceritanya aneh, tapi fungsinya luar biasa. Sesungguhnya di Kimam ini,
the story is unusual, but the function is amazing. Actually, food security ideology in Kimam has existed since Kimam people were created by God. Ndambu is created because there is competition in the daily life. For instance, there are problems between individuals. When the problems cannot be solved, they cannot fight. So it is solved traditionally through Ndambu. The Ripal has enough harvest. The other one has a big garden. Say, I give you food. In this moment, they mock each other. Those who do not have strong mental can fight. Kiman people cannot do it in Ndambu. After individual problem settlement, their families will join. If someone gets agricultural products from his refund, his family will say, just take it. Make sure we challenge him. We will do Ndambu to him too. They prefer a massive harvest. Each family starts to do Ndambu. That's the real essence. People will survive with food because of their abundant agricultural products. This is a very positive thing. I have brought it up in 3 years to make it alive. In modern society that has moved to technology and science, I'm preferring the package, but it is not good and focused yet. However, we have found the essence of Dambu.
Manus Baraka revealed that Dambu culture is one of richness of Kimam people that should be preserved in order to become national culture, which can be promoted nationally and even internationally. The third Dambu Festival, which was held in August 2015, was participated in by people from four districts, namely Kimam, Waan, Ilwayat, and Tambonji. It set Waan as a district which has the biggest sweet potato with a diameter of 104 centimeters and weight of 56 kilograms, and Kimam district with the longest kumbili or wild yam, which is 2.69 meter long. In addition, various kinds of traditions were competed, such as one-foot rowing competition, traditional archery, catching crab, plate carving, and bob wrestling.
Pertama waktu berjumpa pandangan pertama.
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
Lisa, here's the news. First, the headlines. President Prabowo pushes for completion of legislative and judicial infrastructure in Nusantara. Ethnic cultural expression called important in the nation's life. And here is the news in detail, read by Steve. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono stated that Prabowo Subianto has ensured the continuation of the construction of the new capital Nusantara in East Kalimantan until 2029. Minister Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono conveyed the president's stance after a limited meeting discussing the new capital city Nusantara at the Presidential Palace Complex in Jakarta on Monday. The minister said that the president has approved a budget allocation of 48.8 trillion rupiahs for the next 5 years. And he added that the budget will be used according to the phase plan that was established from the outset. So there are several adjustments that will naturally take some time. Hopefully they can be finalized soon. And after that, the construction can proceed immediately. The Coordinating Minister of Infrastructure and Regional Development further added that the focus will now shift to the development of legislative and judicial areas and also facilities. Expressing ethnic culture is very important in the daily life of our nation. This was affirmed by the Minister of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar in his remarks at the National Chinese Lunar Year celebration in Jakarta on Monday.
negara yang paling subur untuk mengekspresikan.
Indonesia is also the most conducive country for expressing each ethnic group's culture, as long as it complies with the prevailing regulations in Indonesia. Therefore, I extend my greetings to all communities celebrating the New Year. May this Chinese New Year will bring peace to our hearts, peace in our nation, and peace in the international community.
Kedamaian di hati, kedamaian dalam berbangsa dan bernegara, bahkan kedamaian dalam bermasyarakat internasional.
The minister added that Chinese Lunar Year, or popularly known as Imlek in Indonesia, is not just a cultural celebration, but an opportunity to strengthen the values of humanity and unity amid diversity. He stated humanity is only one, and there are no colors. And the Imlek celebration was also attended by several cabinet representatives from the red and white cabinet, including the Minister of Law, the Deputy Minister of Manpower, and the Deputy Minister of Tourism. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.